I want you to imagine something just for a second. Imagine you've just poured like thousands of dollars into this gorgeous, state-of-the-art business website.
Oh, the dream, right.
Right. We're talking custom photography, maybe some drone footage of your office, incredibly crisp typography, just a seamless user experience, the whole nine yards.
An absolute digital masterpiece.
Exactly. It's perfect. But then, after all that investment, you slowly start to realize this really terrifying truth.
Yeah.
Your customers are making their buying decisions before they even click the link to see your masterpiece.
It really is the ultimate modern business heartbreak, isn't it? You build this perfect destination, but, well, no one ever walks through the front door.
Yeah, they don't even make it that far.
No, because they've already judged you. They've assessed your competence and either chosen you or completely dismissed you based entirely on what they saw from the street.
And that street view, that's the exact mission of today's deep dive. We're going to completely reframe how you view your digital visibility.
It's a huge paradigm shift.
It really is. So we're pulling insights from this article published on June 29th, 2026 by freebusinesslisting.com. It's titled, The 7 Biggest Mistakes Businesses Make on Their Google Business Profile. And the core premise here is just massive.
Yeah, it changes everything.
Right, because your Google Business Profile, it's no longer just a matte pin or like a digital Yellow Pages ad. It is effectively your second website.
Usually your first, honestly.
Yes. For the vast majority of people searching Google or, you know, Google Maps or even asking an AI like Google Gemini for a recommendation, it is the very first impression they get of your entity.
And to really grasp the weight of this shift, I want you to picture a bustling digital cityscape.
Okay.
It's just packed with consumers walking around and they're asking these highly specific questions, looking for immediate solutions. But the storefronts in this city, they aren't bolted to the ground.
Right, they're moving.
Exactly. The streets are constantly shifting, expanding, rearranging themselves in real time based on who answers those questions best. And the city planner, which is the search algorithm, of course, is actively moving the most helpful, clear, and mathematically trusted storefronts right to the front of the line.
Wow.
So if you treat your Google Business Profile like a one-time chore.
Like something you just fill out once when you incorporate and then completely abandon.
Yes. If you do that, you are actively pushing your storefront into this dark, empty back alley.
Yeah.
You essentially make yourself invisible to the AI.
Okay, let's unpack this because setting up the profile is one thing, but maintaining that identity in the algorithm's eyes is entirely different.
Basically different, yeah.
So let's look at the foundational identity of a business. The source material talks about this trap of setting and forgetting your profile, which is mistake one, or choosing the wrong business category, which is mistake two.
Foundation, right.
Right. And now we all know leaving a dead phone number on a public page or, you know, keeping outdated hours is terrible customer service.
Obviously.
But I like to think of it like setting up a dating profile with a 10-year-old picture and then wondering why your dates are going poorly.
That is a brilliant way to put it.
Right. But if we look at this through the lens of AI, a wrong number isn't just about a frustrated caller sitting in a parking lot somewhere.
No, not at all. It's a foundational data conflict. See, search engines like Google, they don't see your business the way a human does.
They're not looking at the aesthetics.
Exactly. They view you as a mathematical entity inside what they call their knowledge graph. And when establishing an entity, the algorithm looks for absolute consistency across the web.
So it's cross-referencing everything.
Everything. If your Google profile says you open at 8:00 a.m., but a local directory from 3 years ago says 9:00 a.m.
A human might just assume, oh, their time's changed.
Right. Humans make that leap. The algorithm does not do that. It registers a conflict, and that conflict degrades the algorithm's confidence score in your business.
And when confidence...
Your visibility drops just immediately. Setting aside just a few minutes a month to verify your hours and service areas keeps that representation accurate and living.
So managing this profile isn't just basic digital hygiene. We are actively feeding the knowledge graph to maintain that high confidence score.
Precisely.
And the article used a very specific example regarding business categories that I think illustrates this perfectly. They talked about a roofing contractor who occasionally installs gutters.
Yes, the primary category mistake.
Right. The temptation for that business owner might be to list gutter service as a primary category to try and like capture a niche market, or maybe just general contractor to cast a super wide net.
And choosing the wrong category is one of the fastest ways to confuse the knowledge graph. It's the strongest signal you can send. Let's think of the algorithm like a judge in a courtroom trial.
Oh, I like that.
Your primary business category is your opening statement. It is the single strongest claim you make to the judge about who you are and what you do. So if you tell the judge your core identity is a gutter service, but 90% of your actual operations, your website keywords, your industry footprint, if all of that relates to roofing the judge sees a massive discrepancy.
They think you're lying, basically.
Or just wildly incompetent, digitally speaking. The algorithm needs a clear, undeniable hierarchy. Start with the service that represents the vast majority of your revenue.
So if you are a roofer, just declare yourself a roofer.
Exactly. You could use secondary categories to fill in the gutter installations later. But the more accurately Google understands that core identity, the more aggressively it will position you for high-intent searches.
That courtroom analogy really tracks. But, you know, an opening statement isn't enough to win a trial.
No, it just gets you in the room.
Right. Once you declare your identity, once the algorithm knows you're a roofer and your hours are perfectly synced, you have to actually prove it. You can't just invite the jury into an empty room and expect a verdict in your favor.
You definitely cannot.
So this brings us to how a business actually provides evidence of its expertise, right? Furnishing the storefront. This involves detailing services, adding photos, and sharing daily updates.
Yeah, we move from establishing identity to providing undeniable proof. And this is where the gap between human intuition and machine logic becomes really, really apparent.
Okay, actually, I want to push back on one of the source's points here on behalf of anyone listening who runs a busy company.
Go for it.
So mistake 3 in the article insists that businesses need to fully describe their services. It uses an HVAC company as an example, stating you shouldn't just write HVAC and assume people know what that entails.
Right.
It says you need to explicitly list furnace repair, AC install, seasonal maintenance, emergency service, replacing thermostats.
Everything.
But wait, do I really need to list every single tiny service like replacing thermostats? Isn't it incredibly obvious that an HVAC technician replaces thermostats? I mean, come on.
What's fascinating here is how large language models actually process language. You are thinking like a human, but you must market to a machine.
Okay.
Humans make intuitive leaps, right? If I hire an HVAC technician, my brain naturally assumes they possess the wiring knowledge to swap out a thermostat.
Obviously.
But algorithms do not make leaps of logic. They don't assume. They calculate semantic proximity. They look for explicit data nodes.
So if a homeowner is standing in their hallway holding a broken smart thermostat.
Yeah.
They aren't searching for a general HVAC company.
Precisely. They are pulling out their phone and voice searching. You know, who can replace a smart thermostat near me today?
Oh, I see.
When the AI processes that query, it searches its database for the tightest semantic match. If your competitor took the time to explicitly list smart thermostat replacement in their services,
yeah,
and you didn't because you thought it was too obvious.
The algorithm calculates a shorter semantic distance between the user's query and the competitor's profile.
Exactly. Your competitor gets the recommendation, and you get nothing.
Wow, that is a total paradigm shift. So I'm not writing a service list for the homeowner to read. I'm essentially writing API documentation for Gemini, so it knows exactly how to route the user's specific query.
That is the exact mental model you need, yes. Detailed service descriptions give the AI the exact context it requires to connect you to those microsearches.
It's wild to think about it like that.
And this requirement for explicit proofs ties directly into mistake 5, which is how businesses handle visual evidence.
The photos.
The article emphasizes how damaging it is to use old, generic, or blurry photos. Telling the algorithm you do roof replacements is the claim, but the photos are the time-stamped exhibits in our courtroom trial.
It's the concept of data decay, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like, a photo of a pristine roof uploaded in 2018 might look great to a human.
Sure.
But to the algorithm checking the metadata in 2026, that photo is statistically irrelevant to a query happening today?
The algorithm favors recency. Recency implies an active, thriving business operation. The source strongly advises businesses to regularly upload new photos of completed jobs, the company vehicles, the team.
Keep it fresh.
Fresh photos provide the algorithm with a concrete, mathematically verifiable indication that your entity is alive right now.
And this rolls right into mistake 6, which is never sharing updates or recent work. Publishing posts on the profile, which the article calls out as a highly overlooked feature.
Very overlooked.
So instead of just static photos, it suggests posting check-ins, Things like just finished an emergency plumbing repair at 2 a.m. or completed a full kitchen demo today.
Right. Because when you do this regularly, you are moving beyond simple data points. You are creating a chronological paper trail of competence.
Okay, explain that.
A static business description that simply says, we offer 247 emergency plumbing is just a baseline claim.
Right. Anyone can write that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But a feed showing 50 different emergency plumbing jobs, time-stamped and geotagged over the last 12 months, that paints a picture of absolute authority. You are feeding the knowledge graph a diet of high-quality, verified actions.
So we've built a bulletproof entity. The foundational identity is clear. The categories are mathematically aligned. And we have this robust, time-stamped paper trail of visual evidence.
The storefront is furnished.
We've furnished the storefront. But we are still in a crowded digital city. There are, 10 other plumbers in town doing this exact same thing.
Yep.
They all have clear categories and fresh photos. How does the AI differentiate when all the profiles look technically perfect?
This is the final frontier of local search visibility. When all the foundational metrics are equal, the tiebreaker is third-party validation.
Witnesses.
Exactly. You can present the best opening statement and the clearest photographic evidence, but the algorithm remains skeptical until independent witnesses corroborate your story.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because we're talking about customer reviews, which ties into mistake four, ignoring reviews.
Yeah.
But based on the source, we aren't just talking about accumulating a high quantity of five-star ratings. That's kind of the old way of thinking.
Very old school.
Because if algorithms are mapping semantic proximity, like we just discussed with the thermostat example, then it stands to reason that Gemini isn't just looking at the star rating, it's mining the actual words people write in those reviews.
That is a brilliant deduction and a really critical insight from the source. AI models extract context from unstructured data, which is exactly what a written review is.
Right.
When customers consistently use specific phrases in their reviews, like same-day service or professional technicians or fair weekend pricing,
the algorithm recognizes a pattern.
It does. Those phrases are clustered together to form reputation signals. They reinforce what your business is actually known for in the real world, beyond what you just claim on your own profile.
So if a user searches for a plumber with same-day service, and I have 50 reviews explicitly mentioning my fast same-day service, I'm going to win that query over a competitor who has the same star rating, but, generic reviews that just say good job.
Yes, yeah. Because the semantic vector between the user's need and your independent validation is incredibly tight.
Mm.
But managing this reputation engine requires active participation.
You can't just collect them and walk away.
No, the source warns against ignoring the reviews you receive. You must respond to them to build trust.
Whenever I see a business that never responds to customer reviews, I always think of it like a conversation at a dinner party.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're at a gathering and someone stands up in front of the whole room and says, your potato salad was amazing, great job.
Yeah.
You just stare at them silently.
It's a dip in.
It's incredibly uncomfortable. You have to reply. You have to say thank you. But translating that human dinner party etiquette to our machine mechanics, silence isn't just awkward. It's a negative data signal.
It really is. Silence tells the algorithm that the entity might be dormant. Replying to reviews, thanking customers, addressing concerns, answering questions that demonstrates that you are actively managing your digital footprint.
It's proof of life.
Exactly. Every reply is essentially a ping to the API, signaling that the lights are on and somebody is home. It proves to the systems that this is a managed, trustworthy entity that cares about the customer experience after the invoice is paid.
And we need that algorithmic trust now more than ever, which brings us to mistake seven, the most crucial point in the article.
The big one.
The massive misconception that maintaining this profile only matters if someone is typing text into a standard Google search bar or like opening the Maps app on their phone.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this is where the entire landscape of consumer behavior is shifting.
Yeah.
The article explicitly highlights AI-powered experiences, specifically tools like Google Gemini. The way humans search for information is fundamentally changing. We're moving away from a world of 10 blue links where the user has to do all the research themselves.
Thank goodness.
And entering a world of AI-synthesized answers.
People aren't just typing the word electrician and hitting enter anymore. They are having full-blown conversations with their devices.
Absolutely.
They are asking Gemini incredibly complex long-tail questions like, My breaker keeps tripping every time I run the microwave and the toaster at the same time. Who is the most reliable electrician near me who has experience with older homes and doesn't overcharge for weekend calls?
Now, think about the computational heavy lifting required to answer that prompt.
It's massive.
Gemini doesn't magically know the electricians in your town. It doesn't have human intuition.
Mm-hmm.
It formulates an answer by relying on the exact same trusted signals, the exact same knowledge graph that we've been discussing this whole time.
So it's pulling from the foundation, the evidence, and the reputation all at once.
Exactly. First, it filters for identity. Who is categorized as an electrician in this geolocation?
Right, the opening statement.
Then it looks for explicit proof. Who has breaker repair and older home rewiring listed in their detailed services or mentioned in their recent post updates?
The evidence.
Finally, it analyzes the reputation engine, whose unstructured review data contains semantic clusters around the words reliable, fair pricing, and weekend calls.
And it synthesizes all of that data in milliseconds to produce a definitive recommendation.
Boom. There's your answer.
So doing all this maintenance, updating the hours, categorizing correctly, explicitly listing those microservices, uploading the fresh photos, and actively managing the review keywords, none of this is just about ranking on page one of a traditional search today.
Not at all. It's about future-proofing your business infrastructure for the next generation of search. The AI horizon is already here.
It really is.
These large language models feed entirely on the breadcrumbs of data you intentionally leave behind in your Google Business profile. If you starve the algorithm of data, well, you starve your business of visibility.
So, what does this all mean? If you had to distill everything we've explored today, from knowledge graphs and vector mapping to time-stamped exhibits and semantic clustering, what is the ultimate takeaway for the listener managing a business right now?
The bottom line from the source material is this. The digital landscape is evolving rapidly, and the businesses that succeed over the next few years will not necessarily be the ones spending the most money on traditional marketing.
Really?
Yeah. The winners will be the ones that remove every single ounce of digital friction for the algorithm. Your goal is to make it mathematically effortless for Google and AI engines like Gemini to understand exactly who you are, exactly what problems you solve, and exactly why the community trusts you.
Make the machine's job easy.
Exactly. When you make the machine's job easy, the machine rewards you with the customer.
It's a completely different way to view marketing. It's not about flash. It's about clarity, consistency, and structured data.
100%.
We'll leave you with a final thought to ponder today. Imagine an AI was tasked right now with generating a comprehensive, unvarnished summary of your professional reputation, but it is completely blocked from looking at your beautiful, expensive website.
Oh, scary thought.
Right. It has to rely exclusively on the breadcrumbs, the service lists, the timestamp photos, and the raw customer reviews you've left out there on your Google Business profile. What story would that AI tell about you? And more importantly, based on that story alone, would you hire you?